When you hear that, how is the Broncos team, and especially Javon Walker, who's the only player I believe that didn't go to the mourning process at that ceremony? How do you think this Broncos team, which has shown a lot of effort, a lot of sincerity in trying to honor this man and get through this in the most honest way, how are they going to get through this?
Well, you know, I mean, that part, I guess, remains to be seen. Obviously, it's incredibly difficult, and it's such a, you know, such a sad situation. But, you know, they're trying to basically honor Darren Williams and find a way as an organization to continue to, you know, play in his memory. And they're also trying to help his mother and his kids. And so, you know, from an organizational standpoint, I think they've gone about it the right way, and the grieving process has definitely, you know, not only begun, but they're in the midst of it right now. But that's going to be something that's going to be very difficult for that organization. You know, I traded voicemails with Mike Shanahan, and although I haven't talked to him, we have been kind of going back and forth with voicemails, and you know, they're broke up as an organization. They're having a tough time, and you know, I thought that whole team, and just a classy move by the Bolins, Mr. Bolin, flying the whole organization out there to be at Darren Williams' funeral. I thought that was real class, and you know, got to sit and watch that funeral, and in Denver, of course, they broadcast it live, and you know, it was just you know, it was just incredibly sad, and at the same time, you know, you look at the many, many people that Darren Williams affected and touched, and you just feel, you know, you feel a sense of comfort and warmth for his family that that their son had such an impact, and that Mrs. Williams' son had such an impact on not only the league but all the people that that he came in contact with.
What do you think about that, too, that in today's culture, the pressure, the intensity of competitiveness of the athletes, not that it's changed that much since you and I played, but that leads to a situation on a New Year's Eve, the season's over, disappointing situation, throw some alcohol in, and it's pretty hard to avoid this in a public world where you have the freedom, once the season's over, to do what you want to do.
Yeah, no, it certainly is, and you know, I think there's some truth to what Mike says about players, and you know, they're kind of that bravado and sometimes that false bravado that you give out as a player. But I think at the same time, you know, it opens up dialogue and conversation between players and between organizations, and you know, between fathers and sons. I mean, I know I've sat with my son on several different occasions here in the last couple of weeks and talked to him about just about, you know, whatever the case may be. You can't, you know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, man, you can't lay on, that's not an opportunity for you to lay on your horn and, you know, flip somebody the bird. I mean, those are the type of things, this is a society that we live in where people tote guns and people don't respect life and people, you know, don't handle it like when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, if you got into a tussle, you went out in the parking lot or behind the school building, and you bloodied somebody's nose or they bloodied yours, and it was at the end of the tussle. And that's just the way it was, and it's no longer that way anymore.